Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Office. The Internal Revenue Service sending out the remaining COVID stimulus payments.
As part of a $2 trillion COVID-19 relief bill, payments of up to $1,400 were sent out to individuals making less than $75,000 a year or under $150,000 as a household. In checking its records, the Internal Revenue Service has found about 1 million Americans who didn't take the payment. To determine whether you're eligible, check your 2021 tax return to see if you took the recovery rebate credit.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Ukraine is holding a soccer tournament for amputees injured as a result of the nearly three-year war with Russia. The League of the Mighty is Ukraine's first soccer championship of its kind. Officials are hoping to take it international. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Frigid tonight with clear skies and a low of zero. Breezy and warmer tomorrow. Increasing clouds with a high of 23. Winds will be southwest 10 to 20. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Breezy with a few flurries possible. Low 19 and windy on Thursday. Mild and mostly cloudy with a high of 35. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east-northeast at 4 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 4 below outside, and our current temperature is 5 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
I wish I would have met you anywhere but where I did. Some old high-rise town that I won't ever go again. I wish we would have rolled around some old cabin, chased them city lights, hit bars I don't like. We were listening to One More Silver Dollar, hanging out by Silverado, down the road I love to ride. Wish I would have known that by now you'd be good and gone, and you'd leave us in a cloud of dust. Can't you see? Soon as that bobber hits the water, girl, your memory starts to float. Baby, why'd I ever take the bait and take the places that I love to go? Hell, I never know. I even took you to my hometown to meet my mama. Now I'm gonna see you every time I see that welcome sign. Wish I would've known about now.
my coffee cup. Got a 12-hour shift that I'm staring down. Loan at the bank for a piece of ground, and it's due. I do it all for you. Sometimes I
shining bright, edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood, my buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good. Girls smile when we roll by, they hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Slow down. Whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Blue eyes and auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town and new to me, her ruby red lips was sipping on sweet tea. Shot me a little like a shooting star, so I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song. Whoa, never gonna grow up. Whoa, never gonna slow down. Whoa, we were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Never gonna wanna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right. We were coming alive. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night.
On a two-lane road, bride and groom coming out the door, white lace dress and a red bouquet, just married, written on a blue Chevrolet.
Backseat players, windshield singers, small town living, love the haters, Main Street beat drop review shakers. They say we're never gonna grow up. Hand stamped handshakes, love drunk tipsy, map coke, coke and a whiskey. Me strap off a shoulder, feel that fire, embers in her eyes gonna burn me higher. They say we're never gonna grow up. Well, they might be right, cause we're alive, we're alive. And tonight we're raising something cold up. Thought we would one day, but hey, we ain't, cause one day still ain't showed up. Leave our mark like black on leather. Don't they know we'll live forever? We're never gonna grow up. Well, it might be.
gonna grow up. We never gonna grow up.
Like my heart's from a big break and a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never say. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call, but don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch, heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, two love scratch for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. Love never once suspecting what the final result would be. Now I lived in fear, waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. The aching pain in my heart for today was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. On and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, to love scratch for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
Some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until three.
She kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over. We both know we can't open that door no more, but she kept the hotel key.
Well, I can still see her on the bed, sitting Indian style, with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on, and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way.
She kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse.
place, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves of our clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key. We left the crowd, we left the world and locked it out. She left a picture in my head. She left a night I can't forget. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key.
Up a storm. The older I get, stars, the more I discover, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Life bill, phone bill, water and gas, when payday comes and it goes so fast, there's no way out, I'm telling you brother, if it ain't one thing, it's another. I'm leaving you. She took the kids and she's going to her mother's. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Life bill, phone bill, water and gas. Well, payday comes and it goes so fast. There's no way out, I'm telling you, brother.
Good evening and welcome to High School Sports. Tonight we feature a good area matchup amongst bordering school districts. The Kickapoo Panthers play at the Richland Center Hornets in area girls basketball. The game is coming up from WRCO following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show. We'll look at the busy schedule tonight and hear from both head coaches during the pregame show, sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000 or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
In boys basketball tonight, Wisconsin Heights plays at Madison Country Day, New Lisbon at Cashton, Hillsboro at Nisida, Brookwood at Royal, Westby at West Salem, River Valley at Wisconsin Dells, Edgewood at Baraboo. Also, it's Kickapoo at Ithaca, DeSoto at North Crawford, Wazika Steuben at Weston, and Lafarge at Seneca in boys basketball. McFarland visits Reedsburg, Iowa Grant at Mineral Point, Riverdale at Darlington, Boscobel at Cuba City, and East Dubuque at Lancaster. In girls basketball, Cambridge at Wisconsin Heights, Baraboo at Poinette, Darlington visits Platteville, Potosi-Cassville at Schulzburg, Wazika Steuben visits River Ridge, Wunniwuk Center at Riverdale, Seneca at Hillsboro, Cashton at Westby, Lafarge at Viroqua, Southwestern plays at Lancaster, Belmont at Highland, and Kickapoo is at Richland Center. That is our featured game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or a little pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations' highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goldthum, and the Log Building.
Richland Center plays host to Kickapoo tonight. Earlier, I spoke with Kickapoo head coach Eric Weigel.
This has gone, you know, kind of how I thought it would go. When you look at the players you have returning and you look at the schedule and you think, yeah, I think we're going to be pretty good. And at 10-3, I would say that's, you know, a pretty solid start to our season. We started a little rough. We started off 1-3, but we did play in that mix. Shelsburg, who's very good, and we played Wazika, who's very good. But since that game against Wazika in early December, we've been able to run off 9 in a row.
You're going to get challenged maybe a little bit more in the Ridge and Valley this year, aren't you?
Yeah. Of course, Wazika's been very good now for about 10 years, and they continue to be. They only have one loss. They lost to Lancaster early. The up-and-coming team seems to be DeSoto. They have some very good young players. The best one being Kylie Venner. She was first-team all-conference last year as a freshman. And they've only lost three or four games this year. So they're currently in third place in the Ridge and Valley.
Let's look at your team a little bit. Who do you look at as your leaders, Eric?
Well, we have two seniors, Jaden Snagel and Gwen Fredrickson. Jaden plays guard and Gwen plays forward. And they're both averaging just over 13 points a game. They do a very good job of one night, one of them scores 20, and then one night the other one scores 20. And then, of course, on the off nights, they're scoring somewhere around 7 or 8 points. But they have been the leaders, but it's really been a pretty much a group effort. We play 8 people, all quite a bit of minutes, so it's been fun.
You had a fairly successful volleyball season, too. Did that kind of carry over into winter sports?
I think so, yeah. Volleyball was successful. They finished third, and then we've been very good at girls cross country for a long time. I think in the 8 people who consistently play, I think we have 4 volleyball players and 3 cross country runners and 1 girl who did not participate in a fall sport. But, you know, the girls have been pretty used to winning in the fall and winter, and it's carried over this year.
Especially with those cross-country runners, they come in pretty good shape then in the winter then, don't they?
Yeah, there's a noticeable difference the first week of practice between the players who played volleyball and the players who played cross-country. The cross-country runners, you know, the running early does not bother them at all. In fact, they probably think that it's not enough running after running a few miles every day after school.
What do you know about Richland Center, your opponent for Tuesday night?
I know they've got a new coach, and that, of course, always is, you know, tough at the very beginning of the season in particular. I can remember way back my first year, I don't think we won a game until after Christmas, as, you know, the girls are trying to learn a new system and learn all your terminology. I've seen them on video. They certainly have some height, which is something that we really don't have much of. We are, our college players about 5'8" or 5'9". So that's going to give us a little bit of challenge. And, here this year, the teams that have size have given us some problems.
I know that there's a lot to be said. I mean, you've got a good program there at Kickapoo, but, you know, longevity in coaching, which you've had, but I think that goes a long way, doesn't it?
It certainly, yeah, it helps a lot, particularly when you just say, okay, here's the drill we're going to run in practice. It has a name, and typically all the girls know exactly what to do. So you're trying to refine what you're doing as opposed to teach it. And then I've been fortunate enough now, I've got a player, my JV coach, Abilene Schleifer, played for me the year we went to state in 2005. And then I have my son coaching the middle school. So the continuity from the time the girls are in sixth grade up into being on varsity, we're using the same terminology, running the same offense and defense, and it just makes it easier for the girls to get better as opposed to just trying to figure out what we're doing.
Excellent. We'll look forward to seeing the Panthers. Good luck the rest of the way, Coach.
Thanks, Phil.
The head coach of Kickapoo's girls basketball team, Eric Weigel, on today's pregame show.
When your vehicle needs service, Arneson Service and Repair is the place to call. With parts backed by a nationwide warranty, they handle it all. From automotive repairs and tire sales to light and heavy-duty towing, plus farm equipment repairs, including hydraulic hoses. Need welding or metal fabricating? They've got you covered there, too. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300. Arneson Service and Repair, rural Hill Point.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium, and if you have an accident, you file a claim. With a title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at titleworks-rc.com.
Richland Center girls coach Jeremy Cooey joins us. Jeremy, as you get ready for this week, it's an important week for the Hornets, isn't it?
Yeah, they're all important, but we got a couple of nice home games this week, and a couple teams we should be able to go out and compete with pretty good, and hopefully get that first W.
What do you know about tonight's opponent, Kickapoo?
I know a little bit. We were fortunate enough to play them in the summer in our summer league, so have a pretty decent idea of how they'll be coming at us, which is helpful. They're an experienced team, and hopefully we'll be able to go out there and run them up down the court a little bit.
Your team, the last couple of games that I've saw the team play, there are moments where you look fantabulous, and then there are other moments where you really struggle and you look like you're a young team. I think just trying to get that consistency, that's a big thing, isn't it?
That's definitely the thing that we're working on each and every day, as we are a pretty young team, and you know, as we go out there, and when you have a young team playing against, you know, teams that have a little more senior leadership, you know, we're going to have some ups and downs. But what we love is the fight that the girls are putting in each and every night.
You've been getting, you know, defensively, I think you've been doing some pretty good things. You've been getting some block shots lately, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, really, we focus on, you know, defense as an attitude, and that's one of the things that we talk about with the girls, that, you know, regardless of what's happening, if we got a lid on the hoop for a little bit on the offensive end of the court, you know, we can control our effort and our attitude on the defensive end and, you know, really try and get after the other team. And, you know, that kind of showed last Friday, even against Platteville, one of the leaders in the conference. And, you know, Ella Weiss went off and, you know, she had five blocks against them.
Right, exactly. And I thought early on you did a pretty good job matching up with them. Do you sometimes maybe run out of gas a little bit in the second half?
I think it can happen. Yeah, we started out the game against Platteville. You know, we were competing, and I'll say definitely they probably weren't ready for the, you know, the effort and the work that we did put in early. And then, you know, like we just talked about a second ago, you know, they're a little more senior, a little more leadership on their team and seniority. And so, you know, we just kind of, they kept pounding, doing what they do, and where we kind of go through some of those, you know, peaks and valleys throughout the game. So, that's just one of the things that we just need to work through as a team and to get better on the court each and every game.
Sounds like Jory Schultz might be back somewhere along the line here in the next month or so.
We're hoping. She was able to, you know, do some shooting drills and that with us yesterday in practice. So, Lord willing, I think she goes back next week, and we'll kind of get a they'll be able to test her out and see where she's at.
It's been rare this year where you've had the complement of the full roster, hasn't it been?
Yeah, it was, you know, pretty much we had our, you know, initial starters up until that game in Milwaukee, which was, you know, 2.5-3 weeks into the season. So while we're trying to work on and put in a whole new offense and defense and everything else, it's been tough when you don't have the starters that you walked into the season with. And so we kind of make adjustments on the fly and, you know, work with it and work through the injuries. And, you know, even the help of Bree and holding our team together, it's been pretty good.
I noticed the team gave her a little bit of an award last week, didn't they?
They did. It was just one of those things. And I think that would, honestly, that award would probably come from every single sport at the high school. You know, she does an excellent job and, you know, works with, and not just the basketball, but, you know, through volleyball, football, all the different sports, and keeping the kids healthy and taped up and as injury free as we can get.
With Kickapoo coming in, you know, it's a smaller school, but certainly you play the program. They have a nice program there, don't they?
They do. I was talking to them, actually. They were in the holiday tournament. We didn't, over Christmas break, and we didn't play against them, but I was, you know, talking with their coach, and I've chatted with them a few times from the summer and on, and they do have a good program, and, you know, he kind of shared with me where he was when he took over, and, you know, it takes a little bit, but once you start to see the things happening, like we were talking about earlier, you know, we're seeing the effort on the court, and then that'll start to carry over into the, you know, offensive side, just things as a whole, start to move this girls program forward.
Sounds good. Jeremy, thanks for talking with us, and good luck tonight against Kickapoo.
Awesome. Thanks, Phil.
Jeremy Cooey joining us on our sports update here from WRCO.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Welcome to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Prior to our game tonight, before we go any farther, we're going to stand and face the flag and honor America. Right now, we'll have Cam Schultz and Leah Chambers sing our national anthem. Job of the national anthem. Cam Schultz and Leah Chambers doing the honors tonight prior to game time between Richland Center and Kickapoo. Kickapoo won the JV game tonight 31-22. Tonight's game on WRCO Radio is sponsored by WRCO Sports Boosters. Thank you for joining us. Starting lineups tonight for the Panthers. Number 3, senior guard Jaden Nagel. Number 4, senior guard Annika Waslick. Number 5, Gwen Fredrickson, a senior forward. Number 14, Michaela Kaufman, a senior guard. Number 22, junior forward Tierney Arndt. For the Richland Center Hornets, starting at number 5, and that is Ella Weiss. She is a sophomore. Addie Board, number 10, a sophomore. Kylie Burns, number 12, a sophomore. Reagan Shep, number 15, a freshman, and number 20, J.C. Gander, a freshman.
I think the Hornets are young. How about two freshmen and three sophomores starting tonight's game here? The Hornets come in searching for their first win through 13 games, looking for their first in game number 14. And for Kickapoo, coming in with a good mark overall, as Coach Weigel had mentioned, off to a nice start here tonight with just three losses on the year. And those losses came early to Hillsboro, Schulzberg, and they also fell to Wazika Steuben. Tip is controlled by Kickapoo. They'll set it up immediately, throwing it back door, stolen away by Shep, and the Hornets take it the other way. Shep setting it up in the front court, now fires it off to Gander, off a screen from Board, brings it right wing, and now dribbles back toward half court. Hornets setting it up against a Kickapoo matchup defense, person to person. Board on the wing, entry pass to Weiss, now back to Board in the corner, three-pointer on the way, short. Rebound Kickapoo, and there's a Richland Center foul. That'll be called on J.C. Gander. First foul of the game. No pressure in the backcourt from the Hornet defense, and they'll fall back. Special night tonight. It is Teacher Appreciation Night. Each Hornet picked out an influential teacher in their lives, and we'll share with you. We have a list of those a little bit later on the broadcast. Pass goes to high post. Kickapoo called for traveling there on the turn-in try by Gwen Fredrickson. And the turnover puts it back in the hands of the Hornets. Shep in the backcourt with Gander, and they'll bring it across now, setting up the offense. J.C. brings it, hands off to Shep. Back to Gander, driving to the baseline. Nothing, gives it back to Shep. Bounce feed to Weiss, knocked away. Picked up by Shep, and it's loose on the floor. Reagan straps for it and fires it now back to Burns. Burns replaces her at point guard, swings it over to the far side, and Addie Board. Board with the ball, Hornets look, get it to Gander. Gander on a move, all the way for the weak side, tough shot, blocked by Kickapoo's Gwen Fredrickson. Picked up by Tierney Art, and there go the Panthers the other way, setting up here on the left wing. Fredrickson drives to the lane, shoots a 14-footer, and is fouled on the shot. Ball didn't go, she'll go to the line. Foul is called on number 5, Ella Weiss. Second Hornet foul. And going to the line to shoot is Gwen Fredrickson. This one in the air, and that one is no good. She will get more. One more. Always cool to see those teachers honored by the high school students. And a lot of times it's an early in their years teacher, maybe a second grade teacher, or maybe a Phi-Ed teacher from early. That one is good by Fredrickson, and Kickapoo's on the board. It is 1-0. Hornets with the basketball. J.C. Gander hands off on the right side. Shep drives back toward the top of the circle. Shep nowhere to wander. Gives it back to Gander. Gander with the ball. Now drives. Fires it off. Now it's knocked away, and Waslick got the steal and a foul called on the Hornets. Already Richland Center's third personal foul. This is on Reagan Shep, her first. So Kickapoo will put the ball in play, and they'll set it up. Near side, Kaufman takes a three. It's on the wing, no good. Rebound, Addie Board. Board gets out of trouble, fires off to J.C. Gander. 2 minutes into the ballgame, 1-0 Kickapoo. Reagan Shep, top of the circle, moves inside the arc. Now hands off and throws it high, and a little bit too hot to handle, out of bounds, intended for Gander. It'll come back to the Panthers. Kickapoo, no pressure in the backcourt. They will fight against a 2-3 zone from Richland Center. Kaufman down low. There's a kick out to the corner. Fredrickson again fires it into the paint. Nagel, nothing there. Back to Fredrickson. She'll drive. Plants, kicks it out. Three out of the way. Kickapoo, no good. What for? Fredrickson back in. Scores, and no foul. She got it in. First field goal of the night. Gwen Fredrickson makes it 3-0. Richland Center has it stolen away in the backcourt. Quick pass and a quick shot. It is good by Waslick. Jaden Snagel got the steal. That makes it 5-0. Kickapoo. Burns in the backcourt, and the Hornets are being pressured. Back to Addie Board. Board fires off to Gander. J.C. across the half-court line. Down toward the corner. Ball knocked out of bounds. It will be Richland Center basketball. These two teams have played a few times over the years. A lot of times teams will face off in the summer leagues, and I know these teams did. Far side, it's Board. Back to Gander. Now top of the circle, Shep.
Shep over to Board on the left side on the wing. Addy puts it on the floor. Back to Shep. Down to the baseline is cut off. Now moves around the defender and away from the ball. A whistle and a foul on Kickapoo. That'll be on number 5, Gwen Fredrickson. And we have a timeout taken by Richland Center. 14:47 remaining. First half, 5-0 Kickapoo in area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold-certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous gold level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with 2 ASC certified master technicians and a limited 36,000 mile, 36 month piece of my warranty of parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Ball was knocked out of bounds on the inbound. Now there's a little question of whether Kickapoo or Richland Center will have the ball. So the officials will confer. Both sides of fans weighing in. And it will be Richland Center basketball. J.C. Gander will put it in play. Four corner out of bounds play. J.C. from the baseline fires it in. Burns catches in the corner. Gives it back to Gander on the near side. Now back out to Board. 5-0, Kickapoo in the lead. Ball goes back to Shep. Shep on a drive going left side. The foul called on Kickapoo. That'll be on Annika Watslick. That will be her first. And the Hornets will have the ball out of bounds. Richland Center with two home games this week. They'll host River Valley on Friday night. And they'll be honoring the past 2003-04 and 4-5 teams that went to state. Ball goes to Burns. Shot of the way, no good. Partially blocked by Kickapoo. And now picked up on the other end. There is Nagel. Drives to the far side. Lost the handle. Now gives it up. Here's a tough shot on the way, and that is no good for Fredrickson. And the rebound by Burns. So Kickapoo had a look. Couldn't get it going. And Richland Center with some pretty good defense. 4 minutes into the game, though, the Hornets need a score. Down 5-0. J.C. Gander to Addie Board. Board on the left wing in front of the Hornet fans. Brings it back top of the circle. Weiss to Gander. J.C. uses the dribble. Gives it back to Burns. Left side Weiss. Weiss holds it above her head and now fires it into Burns. And the high post got away from the defender and is fouled on the shot. She'll get two. Foul is on Kickapoo and that is three for them. So fouls are even. This one is on Michaela Kaufman, her first. Going to the line to shoot. Here's the first one on the way. No good for Burns. She will get one more. Into the game for Kickapoo, number 12, Morgan Wheatman. And number 23, Annabelle Oliver. This one in the air, and that one is good. And the Hornets are on the board. Kylie Burns makes it 5-1. Kickapoo in the backcourt, and we'll take it across the half-court line. 13.5 remaining in the first half. Pass goes to the lane. Turning in is Nagel to the corner. Nothing. Brings it back. Fredrickson, top of the circle. Now a little give and go inside. Lost it. It was a high pass intended for Fredrickson, and Shep was on the backside and takes it. Fires off to Gander on the near side. Gander across the half-court line, and Richland Center setting it up, looking for its first field goal. Pass to Weiss, knocked loose by Nagel. Kickapoo gets the steal. Panthers push it up court, 2-on-1. Here's a shot rejected by Weiss and off of Kickapoo and out of bounds. It'll belong to Richland Center. The Hornets get it back. Great defense by Ella Weiss, who's no stranger to getting those blocks done. Coming into the game is Jasmine Hazelrig for Richland Center. Pass comes in play. It's going to be in the backcourt. Shep is bumped and fouled by Kickapoo, the Panthers' fourth foul. So the officials ring the number, and it looks like number 12, Morgan Wheatman. That's her first, team's fourth. Pass comes in play, and J.C. Gander across to Reagan Shep, and they'll set it up. Knocked out of bounds by Jaden Snagel of Kickapoo. It will be Richland Center basketball on their sideline, and Reagan Shep will start it in play. Fires it into J.C. Gander. Gander back to Ella Weiss. Weiss, high post. Turning in is a shot by Burns. It's up and no good. And the ball rims out. Last touched by Richland Center. Will be Kickapoo basketball. The Panthers had a team go to state. I believe that's almost 20 years ago now. And had quite the run. Pass goes to the corner. Ball fake, now driving. Tough shot is on the way from 15 feet. No good for Wheatman. Rebound pulled down by the Hornets. That is Kylie Burns. And Kickapoo falls back to its half-court defense. Pass goes to the left side. Burns. Burns trying to get around the defense. Cross-court now near side. It is Gander. Gander pulls up, looks, fires it, top of the circle. Ball fake for Burns. Now leaves the dribble, needs some help. And gets it back to J.C. Gander. 12-minute mark of the first half. Kickapoo leading 5-1 in area girls basketball. On a drive, Gander is cut off. Now drives back to the half-court line. It's knocked loose by Fredrickson. Picks it up in the backcourt. And she launches one and got it. And she is fouled. Gwen Fredrickson takes it to the hoop. She has 5 points for the Panthers. The bucket will count. That makes it 7-1. And she will go to the line. That's the fourth Hornet foul, the second on J.C. Gander. So at the free throw line is Fredrickson. This one in the air on the rim and no good. Rebound pulled down by Burns. Burns back to board. Addy takes it across. Hazel Rigg down to the baseline. Drives down deep. Tough shot. Wouldn't go. Gets her own miss. Fires it to the corner. Picked up by Burns. 10-footer on the rim. No good. Hornets getting some shots off. Can't get them to fall. Kickapoo will baseball it the other way. Shot on the way and good with a fast break by Braylon Culver. Number 11 gets it to go. That makes it a 9-1 lead for the visiting Panthers. Shep in the backcourt. Off a screen. Takes it across the timeline and is bumped and fouled. Kickapoo's fifth foul. So it's marked. And that will be on Culver. Braylon's first, and overall the fifth foul on the Panthers. 11-10 remaining here in the first half. Off a screen, board, hands off to Hazelrigg. Hazelrigg throws it far side, and it's high and out of bounds, saved. Oh, nice job by Shep, got it in, but it's into the hands of Kickapoo now. They'll transition. Hazelrigg jumps in there and rips it away. It was intended for Annabelle Oliver, and a jump ball is called. Richland Center gets it back on the alternate arrow. Coach Weigel going to his bench. Tierney Arndt, one of the original starters, will be into the game. Pass comes in. It's hammered away by Kickapoo and out of bounds. Good defense. So Shep will have another entry pass. Ball retrieved by Coach Cooey. Takes a little time sometimes in this big space. Pass comes in play, and it's up to board. She can't hang on at midcourt. It's going to be Kickapoo with the basketball. Our second girls game in as many nights. River Valley, the team that defeated defeated Riverdale last night, will be here in Richland Center on Friday night. Pass comes in play. Kickapoo now taking it out to Oliver. Annabelle goes to the right side. Jaden Snagel to the corner. Culver fires it inside. There's a wide open player, and she missed the shot. Nagel missed it. Fought for, and the rebound comes down to Kickapoo. They will set it again. Panthers in their black with white lettering uniforms, throwing it into the lane. The bounce feed back door. There's nobody there. Nagel was anticipating a cutter on the inside, and there's nobody, and for Kickapoo, a turnover. 9-1, they lead. Pass comes in play. Caught now by Burns. Burns in the backcourt. Board is there, coming up near midcourt. Cross court, taken away. Nice steal by Nagel. Takes it in with a left-hand lay-in. Good. Jaden Snagel with her first basket. and a timeout will be taken by Richland Center. 10-10 remaining in the first half. Kickapoo 11, Richland Center 1, and area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a